Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello, this is Dick Huddleston. Well, it's been a rough weekend for our old friends. Just when Lum and Abner were getting their radio station going good, even showing a profit, the Federal Communications Commission stepped in. And the two old fellas learned that they're liable for 2 years imprisonment and a $10,000 fine for operating a shortwave radio station without a license. Things are pretty grim over at the Jot 'em Down store right now.
Lum, how do you spell brave?
Just a regular way, B-R-A-V.
Thank you.
What are you writing there, anyway?
Oh, letter to Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, well, my woman.
You'll see her again, I think. Even if they do take us away, you'll get to say goodbye to her.
Yeah, I know, but I just couldn't bring myself to tell her about this face-to-face, Lum. Just break her poor little heart to see them handcuffs on me.
Well, I don't think they're going to handcuff us.
Well, even if they don't, I just couldn't stand to tell her that I'm nothing but a jailbird. A two-year termer.
Well, now, Abner, they might not send us to jail. Stop carrying on that away.
Well, you heard what Mr. Smith said last Friday.
Yeah, I know, but you can't
tell. The fine for running a shortwave radio set without no license is $10,000 or 2 years in jail. I know good and well we can't raise no $10,000. How'd you say to spell brave?
Well, now, Abner, why don't you wait till after Mr. Smith's been here forever you write that letter?
After he's been here, I might not be able to write. Dear Elizabeth, whatever happens, I want you to be B-R-A-B.
Now, look, Abner, you're just sitting around here making things worse for yourself. Look at me. You don't see me cracking up like you are. You'll have to get a better grip on yourself. You've got to be philosophical, like I am. I say to myself, what's done is dead. We never meant no harm in running this radio station, but if we done something wrong, we've got to pay for it, that's all. We can't change none of that. Can't push the water back under the bridge. So now we got to make the best of it. Maybe he will slap a little fine on us, and then again, maybe he won't. I don't think he'd slap the maximums on us. What if we do have to spend a few days in jail? Or maybe a few weeks? Might even be a month. Grannies, it could be several months, I reckon. I hope it don't get to be a year. Of course, he could give us a year. He could give us 2 years. 2 long years. Abner, did you hear that? 2 long years. Jailbird. Abner, what are we going to do?
Well, now, Lum, don't carry on that away.
Stone walls and iron bars.
Lum, you'll have to get a grip on yourself.
Who's going to run the store? Are we going to lose that, too? In 2 years, I'll be an old man.
Now, Lum, pull yourself together. Here comes Grandpappy Spears.
Has he got the handcuffs with him?
I said Grandpap, not Mr. Smith.
No, Granny, I'm so nervous, I don't hardly know what I'm doing here. Howdy, Grandpap.
Come in, Grandpap, yeah. Old friend.
Howdy, howdy. Well, I see you fellas ain't left yet.
No. Lum says there's a chance we might not have to go. When I told you about it, I thought we was going for sure, but maybe we won't. Of course, there's still a pretty good chance that we will. Fact is, I'm writing a little farewell letter to Elizabeth. I wish you'd give it to her for me, Grandpap.
I'll be glad to deliver it for you. Free of charge.
Don't give it to her till after I went.
Now, Abner, there you go again. You've got to be strong like me.
Yeah, sure, it ain't nothing to get all puddled up over. After all, 2 years or more ain't such a long time.
It is where I'm going.
Now, Abner, I told you there's a chance we might not have to go at all.
Yeah, you're to look on the bright side of things, Abner. There's a chance you probably won't have to budge an inch out of this store.
Of course not.
The whole pigeon-toed thing's liable to blow away just like a bubble. You might get to stay right here amongst all your friends. And it's just like Charity says, you've got a lot of friends around here, Abner.
Well, bless her heart. Bless her little heart.
Fact is, that's the reason I bring you all these here stamps. Go ahead and take them, Abner.
Well, thank you, Grandpap. Well, what are they for?
Why, as long as you got so many friends, you ought to write to them once in a while you're gone.
Yeah. Of course, maybe they don't want to hear from me. Old jailbird.
Now, Abner, Grandpap, just kind of watch what you say. You know how sensitive Abner is. High strung and all.
It's all right, Lum.
Excuse me, Abner. I reckon I oughtn't have said that.
Just forget about it, Grandpap.
Charity.
You didn't mean nothing, I know that.
I know, but Charity told me to be careful of what I said, and I just can't seem to say what I'm supposed to. Downright sorrowful, Abner.
Oh, now, just pull yourself together, Grandpap. You got to show your mettle, too.
Yeah, I know it. Look how I'm acting, bungling everything up when it's probably the last time I'll ever see you in my whole life.
Yeah. Oh, me.
2 years, Grandpap. Granny, 2 years. 2 long years. This is the saddest day of my whole life.
It sure is. The one saddest day in our whole life.
Well, cheer up, fellas. It might not be the saddest day. You ain't lived your whole life yet.
2 years behind prison bars.
Of course, when a feller gets as old as you fellers are.
2 years behind iron bars. Elizabeth will never stand up under the shock of it. Bless her heart. Wait a minute.
What are we doing? We're just making ourselves miserable. We don't even know yet what Mr. Smith's going to say. And here we got ourselves in solitary refinement already. It's just plumb silly.
Is it?
Why, sure. Ridiculous the way we're carrying on.
Yeah, I guess it is, sort of.
Been acting like a batch of half-growed youngins. Yeah, things ain't never as bad as they seem.
Oh, of course they ain't. Trying to scare ourselves plumb to death.
Yeah, a feller always forgets that silver lining. Silver lining in ever spavin-legged cloud. Could be a lot worse.
Why, sure.
I feel just like there's a rock been lifted off my shoulders.
Yeah, me too. Just like this spring when I take my heavy underwear off.
Yeah, it's like Lum says, things ain't never as bad as they seem. I've got a pretty good connection with the constable over Cherry Hill. Now, he can likely use his influences to get you some time off for good behavior.
Huh.
Again, you get settled over there, just send me the name of your warden, and I'll get right to work on it.
Name of our warden?
Yeah, you fellas don't know how lucky you are to know me.
Yeah. Poor Elizabeth. How's she ever going to stand it? She'll be a disgrace. Have to move away from Pine Ridge.
Well, now, Abner...
Where'll she move to? Ain't room for her down at her brother's place in Texas.
Now, Abner, it ain't as bad as all that.
It ain't.
Of course it ain't. Maybe she can move somewhere closer to where you are. Save postage on the packages she sends you. Get to see you on visitor's day.
Oh, she won't have time. She'll be too busy trying to make a living. All she's got is $200, and that ain't going to last her no full 2 years.
Well, Abner, I don't think it's going to be the full 2 years.
What about her mules? Oh, she'll never be able to part with them. Losing all three of us at once is just more than any woman can stand. Poor little critter.
I was going to say, no, I guess we wouldn't have no use for the mules. Charity can still do most of that work herself anyway. I was just thinking, though, I don't think they'll let you take your checkerboard along, Abner.
Checkerboard? I'll be spending my time breaking up rocks.
Yeah, you won't have time for checkers. And I just hate to see that checkerboard of yours sitting here getting all covered up with dust.
Oh, that poor little checkerboard.
Grandpap, cut it out now. You're just pouring salt on the wound.
Oh. I'm just trying to help out, Lum. I could keep it shined up for him. Wouldn't give it no hard
use. You can have it, Grandpap. Take it. It's all yours.
Well, thank you, Abner.
Oh, just write me a letter once in a while, Grandpap.
Oh, me and Charity are both planning to drop you a line every now and
when
then.
When Christmas comes, it'd be awful thought.
We'll write you and tell you what a good time we're having.
Yeah, well, Grandpap, at Christmas, we'll all of you get together and send us a telegram.
Oh, yeah, we'll send you a nice telegram. Or wait a minute. That reminds me of why I come over here. I got a telegram delivered for you fellas.
Telegram for us?
Well, give it here, Grandpap. Let's see. It might be important.
Oh, it's just probably somebody wishing us a happy journey more.
I think it's from Washington, D.C. Couldn't make it out, but I think it's from that FCC radios.
Uh-oh.
Oh, me. This is it, Admiral. They got the handcuffs on us now. I just can't stand to read it.
Goodbye, Elizabeth.
Why don't you
open
it up there, Lum?
Just let me get steady here, will you? It's a long one. Must be going to send us up for life.
Read it, Lum.
I will. Bridges my hand steady as to where I can make it out. Messrs. Edwards and Peabody, Pine Ridge.
Messrs.? That's adding insult to injury.
Have checked into your activities and find no evidence of injurious or other detrimental activities. Oh, my goodness.
Goodbye, Elizabeth.
In
Goodbye.
Consideration of your motives, lack of information, and past record, will not take action against you. This is with understanding that you will refrain henceforth from further operation of this or any shortwave set without securing proper licensing. Smith, FCC, Washington, D.C. Abner, did you hear that? We're innocent.
You mean they ain't going to do nothing to us at all?
Not if we never touch that dad-blamed shortwaving set again.
I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Hooray! Hooray for us! Hooray!
Dadgummit, I just lost a good checkerboard.
Doggies, is that a relief? I thought sure we was heading for the electric chair.
Well, I kept telling you we weren't. If you'd just listened to me, you wouldn't have had all that worry.
Well, wasn't you worried, too?
Why, of course not. I knowed we'd get out of it. Well, I'll see you fellas later.
Well, wait a minute, Lum. Where are you going?
Oh, I'll be right back. I just want to go over home and unpack my valise.
Huh?
And while I'm gone, Grandpap, would you go over to Dick Huddleston's and tell him not to bother to forward my mail? I'll be right here.